Okay, is there anything that you do or you find yourself in the bathroom doing that's like unusual? Like maybe not what the bathroom is intended for.
I usually have my brunch on Sundays in there.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah, I bring in the hot dogs, the sausage links.
Oh, yeah.
It's John time. I have a Mimo.
What?
That's like a mimosa. I don't know. Daddy's having his time.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
No, okay. I have a list.
Okay.
And let me know if maybe you do any of the things.
Okay.
On this list. Do you just go into the bathroom to get away and cry?
Lately
too. Yeah, same. Maybe.
You know what, when you have kids, the worst thing you can do is close the door. Because they like to put their hands
underneath. And you just see little fingers.
Yes, exactly.
You're like, I'm just trying to have a cry.
I just need a moment.
Oh my gosh. Do you go to the bathroom to read a book?
No, I'm not one of those. I know people who do.
They just like sit.
Liam hides in the bathroom to read.
Does he?
Yeah. Hmm. I think because like everyone
like
leaves
sit
him
on
alone.
The floor?
No, I think he just sits there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just gonna
hang
out
where he
and
hides.
Read a book.
Sometimes I'll be like, "Where's the laptop?" And then I know he's hiding because he's playing video games.
Uh-huh.
In the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Maybe to play tennis, as they say.
Oh my. Well, sure.
I mean, who wouldn't?
Right. Got to get away from the kids.
But for real. Just to avoid people. You just find yourself like, I'm just going to go in the bathroom, shut the door, and just
honestly, I know the bathroom is some people's like sanctuary.
Yeah.
It's not for me.
Nah, I just
it
go
really
in my
isn't.
Room.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Shut the door. And I get the same reaction with the fingers under the door and the mom.
Yeah.
And I'm having some mom time. You know, quiet time. This is mom time.
Try to nap.
I just need a minute.
I needed that last night. I went over to the house and the house was like destroyed.
You sent me a picture.
Yeah. And like I only went over. Jen didn't see. And like, I was having a hard time with it. And the kids were like climbing on me. Like they had all this energy yesterday.
Like when you got back?
Yeah. And I want to be a good dad. But at the same time, like I needed a moment emotionally to get through what I just saw.
I mean, can I describe the picture?
Yeah, yeah,
so
go ahead.
John sends me a picture. He goes over to his house to check on it.
Yeah.
You guys, it's just studs.
Yeah.
Studs.
Nothing inside.
Plastic.
Yeah.
And fans. It's
like a new build.
It's like a reverse.
Right.
It's like you had a house, and now we're going to unbuild it.
Yeah. So I just needed a second, and they were like climbing on me. I should have gone in the bathroom.
You really should.
I should have.
Yeah, I guess that's what this list is good for. Just trying on new clothes. I go in the bathroom to like try on my clothes.
I don't try on clothes.
You just, all right.
Yeah,
that's just different,
know.
I guess.
Yeah.
Talk on the phone. I hate talking on the phone in the bathroom. It echoes.
Yeah.
Everyone knows you're in the bathroom.
Exactly. And if you think you're clever enough that the person doesn't know, you're wrong. We know you're in the bathroom. Yeah.
It echoes.
It does.
Washing your dog? That's not unusual. That's just what you do in the bathroom.
In the bathtub.
Falling asleep in the tub. That was me last night.
It's dangerous.
I know. I'm just kidding. I didn't actually fall asleep. But like you just get in the tub and then you just close your eyes. You're like, ugh.
No, wake up. The water's cold.
Yes.
It's been 2 hours.
Well, then you're like, how long has it been?
Yeah.
Is it still 2021?
Right, exactly.
Is the pandemic still happening?
It is.
I'm not divorced yet. Thank you. This is taking forever. Just to have your coffee or your tea. And then using it as a place to, like, hang your laundry.
Oh,
so, like,
yeah.
It's an extension of the laundry room.
Oh, there's constant laundry hanging in the bathroom.
Right?
Oh, everywhere.
I just figured that's what the curtain rod was for.
Yeah. And if you're not, please tell me where you put it.
Yeah.
Because there's nowhere else for this stuff to go.
No, and you're technically not supposed to lay it over a banister.
Right.
Because it's wood and wet. And
so you hang it in your bathroom.
Exactly.
I'm absolutely with you on that. So, Farmland created a bust of country singer Luke Bryan.
Okay.
Made out of bacon. It's 2 feet tall.
Oh my gosh.
50 pounds of bacon.
So it's like a solid bacon bust.
So if you don't know what a bust is, it's think of a sculpture that goes from the chest up. So you get like the top of the chest and then you get the head.
Uh-huh.
Pretty impressive.
Is it Is it strips of bacon or is it just like ham?
It's like a pounded up bacon. So yeah, kind of looks like a ham.
Okay.
But yeah, it's not really like strips laid out on top of something. It's kind of mushed all together.
This is disgusting.
So I was thinking, like, what would I use?
Yeah, what would you use?
Peanut butter. Well, like 100 pounds of peanut butter.
But you'd have to have the peanut butter be pretty cold.
Well, they
so
use,
you could like,
they do butter.
They do?
Butter sculptures? That's like a thing. You go to the state fair, they have like a butter sculpture thing. I don't know if they still, they used
right
to.
Right now?
I think so.
If they do, let us know. I gotta go see
and
this.
And it's like, and they refrigerate it.
You would do peanut butter?
Yeah. Mashed potatoes maybe?
Okay, that could get wouldn't a good, work.
What do you mean?
They would just, it would just fall.
What if you put in some, I mean, it doesn't have to be edible. What if I put some glue in the mashed potatoes? I think mashed potatoes would give you a good looking bust. If you think about it, like it would give you some nice detail. You could smooth out the mashed potatoes much easier than like the bacon.
I would agree. Yeah, it's probably an easier material to work with.
Okay, on that high horse of yours, what do you, what are you making your bust out of?
I would make my bust out of something like cool. Not, I don't know, like Play-Doh. Or like
that's not
like
edible.
Has to be edible.
Well, sure.
I just wanted to
Play-Doh. That's like clay. That's like you. That's like a normal bus. That's,
yeah, I
that's
know.
Not
but
fun.
I wanted to be like colorful and fun, like me.
What's your favorite food?
My favorite.
Like
food?
What's one of your favorite foods?
I would do like steak.
Steak bust? I don't know if that would.
No?
That would smell terrible. Also,
like
I don't know how you would
bust.
Do it.
It just beef.
Yeah. Taco meat?
Ew. Gross.
You just said beef. It's taco meat is beef.
That's,
like
taco meat is ground up.
Right. That's.
I don't want to be all textury.
You want to be hamburger?
No. I want to be like a T-bone or something.
Today's National Guacamole Day.
Is it? Oh, could you? That would be beautiful.
Yeah.
A nice green bust. But then you'd start to brown.
Oh, yeah, within minutes.
With just like just it, the project
terrible.
Wouldn't even be finished yet, and I would just be browning. I don't like that anymore.
So Jen and I were having this talk. Actually, it stemmed from a talk you and I were having about, I'm always trying to convince Chantel Offair to get onto Tinder and start dating. And I was,
it's like consumes
it does
a large portion of our conversation.
It really does. But I often have asked you, like, well, would you date someone short?
Mm-hmm.
And then, because I consider myself, I'm not a tall person.
But I would not consider you short.
I think of myself, I think, as a short person. I'm average height, 5'10". And I have a buddy of mine, my best friend Mike, who's shorter than me. He's 5'6".
He is not 5'6".
Yeah. And we've had talks before.
Wow.
About how when he was dating, he's married now, he's very happy. But he had a hard time sometimes because of his height. And I was always shocked by that because, first of all, he's ripped.
Yeah.
Like, ridiculous so.
Maybe that's why he doesn't seem short.
He just carries himself
he
so tall.
He carries himself big.
And he's got a really good personality. So I was always shocked when he couldn't get, like, a date because of his height.
Yeah, I was too, though, because I kind of followed the ending or the latter half of his dating life.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it doesn't make sense that he's single. Like, he's truly
he's a great
an
guy.
Awesome person.
Yeah.
And attractive. Like, there's really nothing wrong.
And so I was kind of, you know, telling Jen about our conversations, and I brought up Mike, and I'm like, what about me? Like, would, you know, am I too short? Like, do you think I would have a problem? And she's like, no, but she, and then she goes, but I don't ever really like wearing high heels when we're together. I said, but you do. And she goes, well, I like the way I look in high heels, so I do. But she goes, I'm really self-aware that I'm as tall as you or taller than you when I wear my high heels.
How tall is Jen?
5'7"? Five, 5'7½? I don't know.
Wait.
Yeah. What?
I have such a skewed perspective on my height because I would consider myself vertically challenged.
Yeah.
Because my whole life I was 5'2".
Okay.
Like my whole adult life.
Yeah.
But then I had kids.
Mm-hmm.
I grew 2 inches, which shocking. Now I'm 5'4". So I'm like, oh, I'm tall now.
You're so tall.
But am I still short?
I think you're right there.
I'm not average.
No,
but I'm not.
You're like the gray zone of almost being short at 5'4".
But I like to feel like I'm so much taller than I once was.
Yeah, well, you've grown 2 inches. How can you not?
I know. I've grown a foot or two, essentially.
So I'm just curious because I think of like my buddy Mike, and I know there's other people out there.
Hmm.
What is it like to be truly short? Like, what are the things that you deal with that maybe like someone else doesn't have to deal with who's just like a normal height?
Yeah, because I guess that my height threshold,
yeah,
because I'm shorter, is different than like, so Jen's height threshold would be different. She's 5'7".
Right.
So her height threshold, yeah, would be on the taller end of
right
guys. But like for me, I'm only 5'4". On a good day, we'll say I'm like somewhere 5'3", 5'4".
You know what's funny is Jen was like, well, you wouldn't date someone who's like super tall. I'm like, yeah, I would. I have no problem with that.
Because you're confident.
Yeah,
in,
I would
like,
have no problem with dating someone who's 6-something.
You know how there's so many guys on the girl end, there's so many guys who will not date tall girls.
Right. I know. I don't have that problem.
Not me. I mean, yeah. I'm number one. Let me just say, I'm perfect.
Yeah, exactly. Practically perfect in every way.
I'm practically perfect in every way. I'm 5'4".
Uh-huh.
I'm hilarious.
Hilarious.
I got blonde hair, blue eyes.
Yep.
And I'm confident. Got a good,
yeah,
good personality, whatever.
So if you're someone, what are we considering short? 5'2" and below?
For guys or for girls?
No, for girls.
For girls, let's say 5'4 and below.
5'4 and below.
I'm 5'4".
Okay.
So average height is 5'5 to 5'7", right? For girls?
Sure.
5'7 is tall. 5'7,
yeah.
Jen's tall.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say 5'5 is like average.
Okay. So 5'4 and below for a female who's listening.
Yeah.
5'6 and below for a male? 5'7?
I'd say
5'7. 5'10?
5'8.
5'8?
I would say 5'8.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know. 5'7. 5'7 is short for a guy.
Okay.
I don't know. For me, my threshold, I would say, for me.
Yeah, what is yours?
I would say 5'8 would be probably like the shortest I'd prefer.
Why not someone just your height?
Well, I want to wear high heels. And I wear I wear cowboy boots. So,
so you,
I walk,
you could go 5'6.
I always walk around 2 inches taller than I am because I always am wearing cowboy boots.
So you could date
boots.
A 5'6 person, though.
Well, I guess I could, yeah.
You could.
You're right.
All right, so I'm just asking, what's it like to be short? I'm talking short, short. I'm talking
like I have a friend who is 4'11". A lot of my friends are really short.
It started with like a dating conversation, kind of steamrolled from there, and it just got me thinking about it. Like, life is different. I know personally, I said I'm 5'10". I can't reach
5'9 and a half.
5'9 and a half. And I can't reach the top of my cupboards.
Well, yeah.
They're too tall.
Who can?
I have to climb up on the thing.
I always am climbing on the counter.
Right.
I'm part monkey in my house because I can't reach anything off the top shelf.
Says I'm 5'4 and I'm a guy. Let me tell you, it sucks. Sports in school sucked. Dating was terrible. I'm 39 and I still get depressed over it. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm 4'11 and a female. The worst is when someone comes up and says, can we compare hand sizes? Haha, your hands are so small. Did you expect me to have giant clown hands or something?
That's amazing. I love that. Yeah. The word, or like, I remember like all through high school, because the beginning of high school, I was probably 4'11", 5 feet. And you'd be walking through school and then someone would just put their arm on your shoulder like a rest. And you're like, what the freak? I'm not an armrest.
I'm a human. I'm 5'4". My wife is 5'2". I've always been short and had a hard time with dating because all the girls thought I was too short. I got friend zoned a lot because I was funny, so they still wanted me around, but they didn't want to date me. Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying.
I don't think I have ever in my dating life previous to marriage said, oh, I can't date him. He's short. I've never said that.
Yeah, but I'll be curious.
But I'm short. So like,
I'll be curious when we create your dating app. Looking forward to it. Which way you swipe when some? Because don't you put your height on them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll be curious. We'll find out.
Yeah. What I just like, there was a guy when I was like, I remember it was like my first little crush. Right. Mm-hmm. I was 14. We were the same height all the way up through high school and college. Like, I think eventually, like, he grew like a few inches, but like,
we're
very much the same height.
Yeah.
And I didn't, I had a huge crush on this guy. So I don't think it mattered to me.
I wish this person would have told us their height. I ripped the towel bar out of the wall trying to reach a shelf in our bathroom, 1 foot on the toilet, 1 foot desperately on the towel bar, and it came crashing down.
Yeah, I mean, those are held in with drywall anchors most of the time, so yeah, that's not going to work for you.
I'm 5'1". When I need a little leverage to cut or mix something while cooking or baking, I stand on a little step stool.
Yeah.
You got to have something.
You got to.
You need the height advantage.
Like, I have chairs around my table, and one of the chairs is the designated stool chair. Like, I use it to get stuff out of the pantry or... Oh, you know what I did the other day?
What'd you do?
So I went grocery shopping, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to clean out my pantry and, like, just because I don't cook or anything. So everything in the pantry, like, hadn't even been touched since Tyler left.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, well, I don't use the pantry. So I was like, I'm just going to go through the pantry, throw away all the stuff I don't eat, and move everything around. The top two shelves are just empty.
Can't reach them.
I moved everything is just lowered. So now I can reach everything in my pantry and in my kitchen. The top shelves of every cabinet, if you open a cabinet in my kitchen, it's only the
bottom. Got them all for the small.
Everything's on the bottom two shelves now.
I like this. I got so many texts. All right, what is it like to be short? If you could give us your height in your text, that helps as well. It says I'm 5'5 and a guy. We kind of said 5'7 and below for guys. That's what we were looking for.
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of the threshold of short.
I'm 5'5 and a guy. It's hard to get people to pay attention to you. I dress up everywhere I go. It helps a little. You got to stand out, right? You got to be fancy.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of people say, like, if you're short, you got to have something else going for you.
Right.
And it's like, can't you just be yourself? No, you can't.
I was short when I was the short one of the group of friends in high school. They always joked for Halloween that they would be the trees and I'd be the elf in the forest.
Oh.
Makes me so sad.
That's so terrible.
Oh.
I mean, yeah, guys have it the absolute worst.
I think so.
They really do.
Says I'm 5'10", my wife is 5 feet. I constantly get the, babe, come grab this for me. Or she climbs on things to reach something and I'm always scared she's going to break herself.
that's awesome. I have a friend from high school. She's got to be 5 feet, like, on the money.
Yeah.
And her husband is 6 feet.
Oh. That's a difference.
It's my favorite
thing. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Because they are just so different than height.
Visually,
I love it. It's so cute.
When my daughter was 5'1", my son was 5'10", she would try to talk to him. He would hold his hand out 3 inches above her head and say, you have to be this tall to talk to me.
That's so mean. Oh,
that's a brother and sister thing.
That would drive me nuts.
I'm 5 foot female. I hate how often people want to pick me up. I don't think they're talking like hitting on. I think they're talking
like,
on
physically.
Let me cradle you.
That's a thing though. She must be like a tiny 5 foot, like petite.
Yeah.
Because there's a difference between just being 5 feet and an average body.
Right, right, right.
But there's all, like, my friend who's 5 foot, she's petite. Like, she's tiny bones, just small.
Right. That's
so
different.
When you're 5 feet and you're a tiny, tiny, petite person, like, yeah, everybody wants to pick you up and put you in your pocket.
Right. Put you in a baby Bjorn. Walk around. I'm 5'3 male. It's harder to look for someone in a crowd.
Oh, 5'3
That's very
for
reasonable.
A guy.
Yeah. Think about that.
That's
interesting.
Pretty
this has been
short,
fun.
Yeah.
Thanks
this
for those texts. I appreciate it.
Okay. So growing up as a millennial, because I'm technically a millennial, you're a millennial.
We're both millennials.
We just bookend.
Both sides, yep.
Anyway, there were certain things in life that we just grew up terrified of. Absolutely terrified.
Okay. I have one, but I don't know if it's on whatever you have
there.
Well,
what is it?
I know everyone of my age all watched the same 2020 episode that talked about how pools back in the day, some kids would get stuck down at the filter underneath the water. And they would drown. And then, like, one kid even had, like, got things sucked out of his bum.
No.
I'm telling you, everyone my age, like, has,
like,
this nightmare from this 2020 episode.
Not on the list, but yes.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I always thought the thing at the bottom, like, don't get too close, it'll suck
you in. It'll suck you in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Not on the list.
Okay.
Genuine fear. The Bermuda Triangle is just a mysterious and massive concern.
It's true, though. We all heard of the Bermuda Triangle.
Mm-hmm.
Fester from Adam's Family came back from the Bermuda Triangle in the movie.
I think that's what did it for us. You will go to prison if you rip the tag off a pillow or a mattress.
I know.
And we just had Tags just on everything. Let me tell you, the other day I was decorating my friend's nursery in Arizona.
Yeah.
And there's a tag on the pillow. And I was like, nah, we can't have that. It ruins the aesthetic. And I ripped it off.
You tore it off and you admitted that on air?
Yeah. I did it.
You're going to get arrested now.
I'm going to go to prison.
Yeah.
No, I know. But think about how many throw pillows in our life just had the
I still
big,
have the tags.
Long
yes.
Tag just
still have them.
Hanging out. Uh-huh. Take it off. It's okay.
No.
No, it's going to be okay. Worrying that if you swallow a seed, a plant will grow inside of you. Do not swallow a watermelon seed unless you want a watermelon to grow inside of you.
Exactly.
Yes.
Who among us has not been afraid?
Carnivorous man-eating plants eat you alive.
Yeah.
Like, that will happen.
Yeah. Venus flytraps.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Eat Venus. Your finger off.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah.
Quicksand is a very prevalent hazard in life.
Every show I watched when I was a kid, someone was falling into quicksand and had to find a vine to pull themselves out.
It's too much.
Constantly.
But think about it. I have now lived 29 years of my life.
Yeah.
And I have never encountered quicksand the way that I thought I would.
I don't know if I've even ever read a story of someone dying from quicksand.
Now, I will say you still
sinkholes
have a very, very real fear of sinkholes.
And, you know, my company's not helping because they're creating a sinkhole right underneath our studio.
They are. You guys, there's a massive hole down the Lego parking garage underneath us now.
It's going to just swallow us up. And my last words will be, I told you!
You will be poisoned by silica gel packets.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, isn't that something we should be worried about?
Can't touch it.
We don't want to put those in our mouth.
No. Okay. Being horrified that your shoe can get sucked into an escalator.
Yes.
This is a very real, just like you with sinkholes, this is a very real fear for me. I am positive that I will, like, if my shoes are not tied or whatever, I will get sucked and my ear will get chopped off.
Yes.
The escalator. What will happen is my lace will get sucked under.
Right.
I will fall. And then it will slice my ear off like a meat slicer.
Right. Will you be yelling, help, help, in those last few moments?
Yes. Like, yeah. And now that I go through the airport with Boone and Coulter, I'm afraid their ears are going to get chopped off with the escalators. So I kid you not, every time before I hop onto an escalator, I'll be running through the airport. And I will never forget to look down and check.
Smart.
I'm always wearing sandals, but I still check my laces. Thinking if you turn a car light on in the car, it will immediately crash. Because growing up,
yes.
My parents were like, you can't turn the light
on. Don't turn that on. I'll crash the car.
I'll crash the car.
But if you so true.
It's so true. Like, and nowadays, people ask, like, hey, does it bother you if I turn a light on? And I'm like, no, I can drive with the lights on. Like, it's okay.
I know, my kids have turned it on, and I said that once. Like, oh, don't turn that on, I'll crash the car. But then I realized, no, I won't.
No, I won't.
I can handle it.
It's fine.
It's a dim light in the back. I think I'll be okay.
Like, why did our parents do this to us? If you swallow gum, it's going to stay in your stomach for 7 years.
Yeah, that one's true.
It's not.
I still believe that one.
It's not true.
Do you swallow gum?
Oh, I hate swallowing gum.
Right.
But when I do, I have to make the conscious effort to swallow it. But
yes.
As a kid, you'd just be talking. You're like, whoop.
Where'd it go?
Grade 7 years. I've been thinking that if you go to bed with the ceiling fan on, it will fall on you while you're sleeping.
I have that fear right now. In my in-laws' house, the fan's like, wah, 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 wah. And I'm like, this thing's going to tear me apart.
And then here's the thing.
And then a sinkhole is going to swallow me.
Here's the thing. When the ceiling fan leaves the ceiling, it's obviously going to lose power. Mm-mm.
No, it's not. It's going to get faster, and the blades are going to get sharp somehow.
No, I
instead
know.
Of just being like lame plastic.
But
wah, 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 wah.
Like, it's just going to.
That's what's going to happen.
It's just going to smash you.
You'll read about it on KSL.
It's not going to cut you
You'll
up.
Know. So I know I've been talking a lot. My life has been crazy the last few days. The house flooded, got destroyed.
Like destroyed.
And I sent Chantel a photo yesterday. It's like they're rebuilding an entire house.
It's like a reverse build.
Yeah.
They've taken a beautiful home
full
of life and pictures and memories.
Yeah.
And they've reduced it to studs.
That's all it is right now.
And fans. Industrial-sized fans.
I know. Everywhere. So we're staying at my in-laws, who mm-hmm. live just a mile from our house. And they've been nice enough to you know, let us stay there while the construction happens.
Like, what a blessing.
Yeah, no, I mean, really it is. And I hope I never sound like I'm not taking that for granted. I know how lucky we are. So one of the things was, you know, when we had to get out of the house, it, in a lot of ways, it's like a fire. And I know that sounds insane, but it was like you have to grab what you can and get out.
Because they need to start working.
They were trying to tear down right away to save as much as they could. So we had like one chance to grab all this stuff. We did a terrible job at it. Mm-hmm. Turns out when you're in the middle of like a panic, you will not grab the right stuff.
No.
For a living. I'll share that with you right now. And one of the things we didn't grab were like toothbrushes or anything. Mm-hmm. You don't think about that, right?
Yeah.
You grab like the one thing that, like a memorabilia of your life.
Yeah.
You know, something
the
like
art.
Save the art. So we had to go get toothbrushes on Saturday.
Yeah, like go to Target or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So we got the kids' toothbrushes and Jen and I, you know, we're all sharing one bathroom now. And last night I go in to get ready for bed and I noticed that Jen was using the gray toothbrush. Every color, everyone in the family had a different toothbrush. Liam had green, Ella had pink, I had gray.
Uh-huh.
Jen had purple.
Uh-huh.
I said, "You're using the gray toothbrush." She's like, "Yeah, that's my toothbrush." No, everyone in the family had a different color.
Yours is purple.
Yours is purple minus gray. She goes, "Well, I've been using the gray since we moved in."
So like 3 days.
Yeah, and I'm like, "I've been using the gray since we moved in." And she's like, "Well, relax. We've been married for 15 years. Who cares?" I care. I care.
I'd be the same way as you. I'd be like, "All right, whatever. It's
no, whatever.
You share it's literally everything.
I don't care."
And I get like in a normal situation, it's like, yeah, yours and mine.
Right.
But if it's like a happy an accident, it's like, oh well.
An accident that's lasted since Saturday now.
But you didn't know, and now you just make the correction.
No, but she's been using it. I'm disgusted. I need a new toothbrush.
Well, yeah, you use the purple one. Nobody's used it.
No one's touched the purple toothbrush.
What's wrong with the purple one?
I think she just didn't realize that was hers. I think she thought it was Ella's or so. I don't know. Maybe Liam she thought it was. But now I have I don't know. I was turned off. I thought you'd be on my side a little bit more.
No. I mean.
It's disgusting.
It is disgusting. It's disgusting. Gross because germs and bacteria and
yes,
whatever.
And I get it. We kiss.
You kiss.
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So.
I understand. There's still something mental about the toothbrush. I share a lot also in my life, in the sense that I don't have anything that's mine.
It's like the toothbrush is all you had.
Was the one thing that was mine.
Oh my god!
And now I don't have the toothbrush either.
R.I.P.
Anyways, I'm disgusted.
You know what? The other day, so Coulter is like obsessed with my toothbrush.
Yeah.
He's like obsessed. And I actually, in my house, I have a drawer full of extra toothbrushes because of this. And not for any other reason, but this. Coulter loves my toothbrush, and so he'll take it. And then he walks around the house with it. And I don't know what he's doing with it. I have seen I have seen it end up in the toilet before. And that's when I realized I need to stock toothbrushes.
Once the toothbrush leaves the...
the cup.
Yeah. Just don't trust it anymore. Consider that it's ruined.
Consider it gone.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, the other day, Coulter's, I see him with my toothbrush, and I was like, oh, dang it. Well, it was the last one.
Oh, no. Oh, did you use it?
I had to use
it.
I know. I didn't know. I was like, it is what it is. That's what I was like, it is what
it
is.
You don't know where it's been.
I don't know where it's been. It is what it is.
Oh.
And I needed to brush my teeth in order to get to the store to buy a new toothbrush.
Right, exactly.
The next day.
Yeah.
And yeah,
you gotta do it.
I had to.
Ugh. Hey, I got this text during Confession Wednesday yesterday, and I decided to hold off and read it as its own thing. And really the question is, and we want to hear from you, should you expect a person to keep your secret from their spouse? 844-649-1051. Join the conversation. Love to hear from you. Here was the text that I got. "I don't care who you are, a good friend of mine, a family member, anyone. Even if you've known me longer than I've known my spouse, if you tell me a secret, I'm going to tell my spouse. You shouldn't ask me to keep it from them because that's a D move. One of the big perks of having a spouse is not needing to keep any secrets from them. Either accept the fact that they're going to get the information to, or keep it completely to yourself. What do you think?
Okay. I think, yes, you should tell your spouse everything. Like, you should be able to if you want. So.
Yeah.
If that's, like, your opinion.
Uh-huh.
So, like, say I have a secret, or not a secret, but I have something I want to tell in confidence,
mm-hmm.
that it will stay within the conversation. I will start the conversation being like, I have something I want to say, but like you can't tell anyone, including your spouse. Like, I will literally say
those words.
I'll say, don't even tell your husband. Like, I just need to vent for a second or whatever.
Right.
And then if you agree, like, oh yeah, I won't tell them, then you don't tell them. But if you don't clarify, like, don't tell anyone, even spouse.
You think spouse needs to be specific?
Spouse needs to be specific, because mm-hmm. when somebody would be like, don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
I'm still going to tell my spouse.
Right.
Because they're an extension of me.
I guess that's how I've always assumed. If I tell you something and you have a spouse, I'm assuming you're telling your significant other.
The spouse would know too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, I will say, if I told you something before you were married, I don't expect you to share those secrets with your new spouse.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Do you
know
what I'm saying?
Unless it's like it comes up again and then, I don't know.
I guess like once you're married, yeah, anything moving forward, you're the same person. I'm fine with
you
that.
You are a union.
Right.
One thing.
I think that's how I feel about it.
But if you have a secret or you need to vent or you need to just have a conversation with somebody in confidence, you don't want them to tell their spouse, you have to specify,
yeah.
do not tell your spouse. Because if you don't, they're going to tell them. Obviously, they're married. Duh.
Yeah. I'm thinking in my own life, if there's something I've been told, one or two things that I haven't told Jen, because for that reason, don't tell Jen. You know, I say, all right, that's fine. I can put, but everything else, I do.
I told Tyler everything.
Yeah.
It wasn't reciprocated. But I still did.
Right.
Unless somebody said don't tell him, and then I wouldn't tell him. Duh. But nobody ever said that to me.
Should you expect a person to keep your secret from their spouse? This says, I've been with my husband for 42 years. Congratulations. And we have plenty to talk about. But if my best friend of 50 years tells me something in confidence, it doesn't even occur to me to tell my husband. It's not like I'm keeping secrets from him when her personal business has nothing to do with him. Same goes for my other friends, my sister, my husband as well. You tell me something that you want kept secret, I'm putting it right in the vault. That's someone who disagrees with us.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, if somebody tells me something, like one of my friends tells me something.
Yeah.
And then and they don't say, don't tell your spouse. At the end of the day, when we're having the, like, what'd you do today? How was your day? I'd be like, oh my gosh, you would never believe
right,
what
exactly.
so-and-so told me.
I got
me.
A good story.
And then we'd talk about it and be like, I know, I can't believe. And like mutual, like have the conversation again with them.
Yeah.
But then it ends there.
And you tell your spouse not to tell anyone.
And then, yeah, it's like, yeah, this is like a...
It's a family secret. Keep it in the vault.
This is what they're going through. Or like, this is the joke that happened to them or like whatever.
What's up, Bailey? We're just asking if you should expect a person to keep your secret from their spouse. What do you think?
No, and here's why. Because it's like, yes, my spouse knows my friends, but it's like if I tell him something that's going on, it's not like he's going to go and tell his friends because their friends have nothing to do with my friends. And
exactly.
it just dies with him.
Exactly.
He's not going to go tell anyone about it. Like,
it's so true because Jen will tell me something and I don't care.
You're not going to go talk about
honestly,
it around the water cooler.
I'm listening because I know I'm supposed to. Otherwise,
exactly.
Like, it's not going anywhere.
That's the other thing. Half the time it's out their ear and they don't hear nothing.
Yeah, it's not interesting enough for me to share to someone else. So, yeah, and then it kind of keeps open dialogue and it keeps you from having to hold any secrets that they don't know, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those things. You just tell your spouse everything. They're the person you're most comfortable with.
And you assume that if you're telling someone who's married, they're going to tell their spouse, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. I think Bailey's
and
right.
Like you said, unless you're very specific saying don't tell your spouse.
Yeah, I thought when Chantel said that, I was like, oh, what a great point. Like, you have
I mean,
to
I say that all the time. I'll be like, don't tell your husband. This is crazy.
Yep.
Yeah.
My best friend dated one of my husband's friends. And then they had split, so it's like we both have a friend on each side. So
that's exactly
that was
my
like
story.
The only, yeah, that's the only thing that like you know, where it became specific, like, don't tell them this because they don't want the other person to know because now you have a person involved. But half the time, it just, your spouse isn't going to do anything with it.
Yeah, no, Yuri, that's so true. That is me to a T. I'm barely paying attention. They're,
exactly. And they're your fault. They're not going to tell anyone.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, thanks for that call. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Have a good one.
This text says, if my best friend tells me a secret about having cheated on someone, about being tight with money, about some actual real issue that they don't want anyone to know, and they're only willing to share it with me, why the heck would I share it with my partner? Knowing such secrets might even make people look at a bestie in a different way. That's why you keep it a secret.
But it's a spouse.
So if Jen were to tell me, like, about a friend who's maybe having an affair, this person saying, then I would start judging that friend, even though I don't tell anyone, or acting different. And so why even tell me?
Because it's your spouse.
Because you just tell him everything,
you
right?
You just tell him everything.
What if she said, don't tell John?
Then you can't tell.
Then I'll never know.
Yeah.
Then I won't be able to use that fodder here on the radio.
Uh-huh.
And we all suffer. If she asks, I'll tell. Otherwise, I'm keeping my mouth shut. I wouldn't even know what to ask.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, why would Jen ever ask me about, like,
what did you and Sarah talk about at lunch today?
It would never happen.
Why would your spouse ask that? They don't care. They don't, like, when I was married, if Tyler would have been like, hey, so what did the girl, what was the gossip?
Yeah.
I'd be like, what?
Right, I would never be like,
now I'm concerned. Why do you want to know?
You don't have to tell your spouse your friend's secret, especially when you know your spouse would judge them different than you. There's another one just like the other one. So you get to be the filter on what your spouse knows.
Yeah. Anyway,
so that's what I'm learning.
Yeah.
All right. Are aliens already here? Right?
What?
You know, there's all this talk about aliens, that the video footage came out with Navy pilots encountering UFOs.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was that release of the intelligence report saying that, yeah, there are aliens out there.
Yeah.
But the government never actually concluded that, like, extraterrestrials, like what we want to hear, right?
Yes.
Are there. That we're still missing that part. Well, this new report is making us think now that maybe aliens are here and they're hanging out at your local zoo. And I know you're saying, wait a minute, you sound like a loony. I know.
Well, you are a loony.
A little bit. Scientists believe that penguins could actually be extraterrestrial beings.
What?
That's right. Yes.
Ow. Stop.
The experts learned that in a penguin's poop, there are traces of a chemical called phosphine.
Okay.
And it seems like no big deal, except the only other place where phosphine exists is 38 million miles away.
On Mars?
Venus. And they're saying, look, we don't know how it's shown up here. Like, we know that there's phosphine in their poop. We can't figure out why. Like, there's no explanation for it.
Because they're aliens.
And the hard thing is, there's all these, like, NASA astronauts now or scientists who want to, I don't want to say experiment on penguins because that sounds harsh.
They want to take a penguin up to space?
They want to take a penguin to Area 51. And they're like, we can't get a grant for a penguin research because that's not what we're known for. But they want to study penguins more to see why they're pooping phosphine.
I don't see why not.
Right?
We need to know.
I see you were rolling your eyes at the beginning, but now you're kind of interested.
I mean, yeah. Okay, but you got me. Time released their magazine of the world's most influential people of 2021.
Oh, yeah.
And Harry Styles and Meghan Markle, they made the cover.
Ugh.
They're the icons.
I don't know.
The Duke and Duchess of...
I guess, I don't know. I know everyone loves them. I don't. I don't.
How are they so influential? They don't do anything.
That's my thing.
Like, they're not royalty anymore.
I was actually telling you off air yesterday, I feel like magazines are so off the finger of the pulse of what society cares about these days. And we were talking about celebrities and how there are all these YouTube stars who have so many more views and followers than your TV shows. Yet your magazine will still put MTV Teen Mom on the cover when that doesn't even... Our show gets, like, the viewership and listenership. Like the,
of MTV Teen Mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand. When I tell you the list of influential people, and just keep in mind that Harry and Meghan made the cover of like, we are the spokespeople of the influence of the influencers. It's gonna make you mad.
All right.
Okay, so obviously Harry and Meghan.
Yeah.
Britney Spears. She was very influential in 21.
She created a whole movement, or a whole movement
really
was created
did.
Around her.
Dolly Parton.
Absolutely.
Why would she not be on the cover?
Well, that's who should be on the cover.
These are the icons of influential people.
It's because she won't sell as many magazines.
The most iconic. The pioneers of influential people. Billie Eilish. Billie Eilish could have been on the cover.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The titans of influential people. You've got Simone Biles.
You know, that's who popped in my head immediately when you told me about this list.
Yeah,
to me, I'm like, there's no bigger story.
Right?
She left the Olympics for mental health reasons.
Insanity. Shonda Rhimes. Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Timbaland.
Yeah.
Swiss Beats. Artists, you've got Kate Winslet.
I love her. And if you're not watching Mare of Easttown,
yeah.
She's so good.
Jason Sudeikis.
Uh-huh.
Scarlett Johansson. Lil Nas X. Stephen Ewan. For leaders, you've got Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Tucker Carlson, Stacey Abrams. Innovators, Elon Musk.
There you go. What about the space flights that happened this year?
Right? Willow Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, why are they innovators?
I would
what
assume
did I miss that they did this
from
year?
Their Red Table show.
Oh,
that
okay.
talk show that they have on YouTube.
Okay.
It does pretty well. That's another one, though. There's a streaming one. At least they're recognizing it.
Yeah. But it's like, of all of these are like the tops, like the highlights. We still put Harry and Meghan on the cover?
I know.
Really?
I'm not. Do you feel like they're that influential?
No, I'm bored.
You know what I'm in? I'm into their drama. I'm into the dirty laundry they sling.
It's like the Kardashians. They're essentially the British Kardashians to me at this point.
I've always said, well, the Kardashians to me, what I love about them is that they were almost at the beginning. They've really change, but they were like this white trash family with money.
Uh-huh.
And there's always like fighting and stuff going on.
Yeah.
And that's what made the show good.
That is what made the show good. And then once they became like celebrity icons and, you know, ambassadors for brands. And
yeah.
What endorsers. It
ruined it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty much Harry and Meghan.
They bring the trash.
To the royal family.
Yes, they do.
I don't disagree with the feud.
According to a new survey, the average American sleeps poorly 3 nights a week.
That's it? Because I'd say I sleep poorly more than that.
I know. I don't know what's going on. I feel the same way. So I know Jen's not sleeping well either.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. I haven't slept well in months.
Well, you're going through a big traumatic event right now.
Mm-hmm.
That could be
but
part
even
of it.
Previous to that, well, then I was pregnant
a
bunch. And so, yeah, I probably haven't slept well in, I don't know,
years. What do you think the worst night of sleep is on?
Like day of the week?
Yeah.
Wednesday night.
No, Wednesday's actually okay. It's not bad.
Hmm.
Worst night, Sunday night.
Oh, Sunday to Monday.
The Sunday scaries. Yeah.
Yeah, Sunday scaries.
And then next would be Mondays.
Because you're exhausted.
Yeah, you're fried from the first day.
So does your sleep progressively get better throughout the week? Is that what you're saying?
Best night?
Friday night.
Saturday with the second best Friday night.
But that doesn't make sense to me because Friday night and Saturday night, I get the least amount of sleep because I'm doing stuff.
I actually get better sleep. I'm with you. During the week when I have to be like, hey, you got to go to sleep because you
Focus.
Have a morning show to go do in the morning.
Yeah.
But on Friday night, I'm like, woo! Popping bottles.
He lets his hair down.
Yeah. And they're saying because you get to sleep in. Not with kids.
Yeah. Who made this list?
Let me tell you, Liam gets up at 6 a.m. no matter the day.
Really?
Yes.
No,
then
Ella that's
has
not
nine
allowed.
And you know, on Saturdays, Ella has 9 a.m. gymnastics. So we're up at 7:30 to get everyone going. It's not like we get to sleep in.
Yeah, I mean, sleeping in for me, I guess like 8 a.m. on the weekends.
80% of people say the quality of sleep they get sets the tone for the following day. I don't know. I think if I lived that way, I'd be fired from this job.
Yeah.
60% of people feel like their work performance drags if they don't get enough sleep.
I just think I operate at a different level than most people because I've had to adjust the way, like even if I get the worst night's sleep, I still have to be on my A game all the time.
Right. That's why I think about it. That's why I disagree with that because I think most people do. You still have to do your job.
Mm-hmm. Like regardless, you can't just be like, sorry, I didn't sleep
last night.
I can't do it.
Reasons we get bad sleep, having to get up to use the bathroom. Ugh.
I'm not that old yet.
Telling you, I do that and then I can't go back to sleep. I hate it. I'm like, no.
No, like, there'll be times where I'm like, I'll be getting in bed. Uh-huh. I'll get in bed. And then I'll be like, oh, I kind of have to go to the bathroom, but I'm just going to wait till morning.
Really? Oh, no. I'm up.
Really?
I'm going to get up three more times just to be sure.
Yeah. No, I'll just wait till, if I'm already snuggled in, uh-huh. It's like, if I just focus on sleeping, yeah. I'll fall asleep and everything will be fine.
Being stressed about the next day's events, that'll keep me up.
Yeah, that'll keep me up.
The room is too hot. One of my, yes.
Too hot or too cold.
That was the next one. I'll take cold over hot.
The fan is too windy.
We were talking earlier about the fan going wah, 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 wah.
Yeah.
Or just knowing you have to be up early the next day.
Why is it?
Stresses you out.
When you have to wake up a little earlier than normal, does it prohibit you from going to sleep? It's just like, sorry, you can't go to sleep because you have to wake up a little bit earlier than normal.
The last night in vacation, the next day we were going to fly out that evening for the red eye.
Uh-huh.
I stressed all night about my sleep knowing that I had a red eye the next night.
Because you were like,
so
I gotta
stupid.
Get sleep
yes.
tonight because I'm not getting sleep tomorrow night.
There was so much pressure on myself to get good sleep.
Anxiety is real.
It makes no sense.
Yeah.
I read this book, like, I don't know, 5 years ago. And I can't believe it. I knew the book was based off of like some truth. But it turns out a lot more than I thought. The book was about this group of scientists that were trying to bring back the woolly mammoth.
Okay.
And it turns out that this is actually happening. Geneticists led by Harvard Medical School's George Church, which is who the book is about, which is crazy. They're trying to bring back the woolly mammoth from extinction. And they're not going to clone the mammoth. But DNA that scientists have extracted from woolly mammoth. So there's all these like woolly mammoth remains that are in Siberia trapped in the ice.
Got
so
it.
Think Jurassic Park with the mosquitoes that they were grabbing out of ember. Instead of a tiny little mosquito, they have actual woolly mammoth flesh like in the
ice. Frozen it's frozen in the ice.
It's in the permafrost. It's been there since they died. So it's
since
never
the
been,
ice age.
Since the ice age. Yeah.
Wow.
And so it's like, really cool, right? So they've been able to grab the DNA from the woolly mammoth because of this. And what they're doing, though, is they're going to create a hybrid elephant mammoth.
This sounds like a terrible idea.
Really?
Did we not watch or learn anything from Jurassic Park?
I feel the same way every time we get these computers smarter and smarter, and I yell Skynet because of
yes.
Terminator. I know. It's going to be an altered elephant mammoth, but these mammoths, I'll say in quotes, can actually help the Arctic ecosystem because the way, I guess what they eat and how they even walk on the ice, they're saying it could actually really help like the future. If
so
we
are they just
going
to start like, they'll take what, an elephant?
They take Asian elephants, the embryos of an Asian elephant, and they're mixing it with mammoth DNA and they're trying to create... I know.
How?
I know. It's insane. I wish I could remember the name of the book. It's by Brad Meltzer. I know that much, but it tells like this story of their process. In the book, though, they finish and they have a mammoth. That's why I was like, wait, this isn't real. But it's after this guy, George Church, so it's got to be partially. Anyways, they just got a $15 million grant.
Whoa.
And they feel like because of this grant, this was the money they needed to make it happen.
To make the push.
We're going to have mammoths.
Stay tuned.
We're going to have mammoths in our life. So exciting. All right, that does it for us. Monroe is actually out. She's over at Fan X. You know, Fan X was out last year. Back this year. I'm bummed. We can't see the street. Usually you see a bunch of people in costume walking down. I think the first session's like around 10 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, we'll have to go check it out.
Yeah, so we'll go down to the corner and take a look. But so I'll be hanging out in studio. Chantel, have yourself a great day.
Hey, thanks. You too.
And then, of course, Dylan this afternoon. Leave you with Ed Sheeran and Bad Habits. Bye-bye.